Now, you may remember last summer, to cast your mind back, images, of course, crossing the English Channel in small boats, and there was that debate about asylum seeking. And Gary Lineker expressed sympathy on Twitter. Critics then said, you know what, put your money where your mouth is. Open up your own home if you think that's what we should be doing. So he did. And he did it with the help of the charity Refugees at Home. And Rashid Baluch moved in with him for 3 weeks. And Gary spoke to Emma Barnett about the process on this programme in November. Take a listen.
It was fairly simple, really. I saw a tweet under one of the aforementioned posts that people used to send me about having them in your own home. I never quite understood that argument. I always thought, why are you so worried about someone being in your home? I don't think that's how it works. But actually, I always thought, well, why wouldn't I if I could? My boys have kind of grown up now and gone. So it was somebody posted a tweet under one of my tweets, and I just saw you might be interested in this, Gary, and it had a link to the charity that you've just mentioned, Refugees at Home. And I kind of clicked on it. I went, got a few questions to ask. You could have a refugee. They'll give you like three options, whether it would be a long-term basis, medium-term, or emergency service, where a bit like emergency fostering. So I clicked the latter, and it went from there. Then there was a bit of a process. You have to get a couple of letters from people saying that you'll be okay putting someone in your house. So I went forward with it, and actually it was a really positive experience, Emma.
Were you nervous about it? Because it's one thing for people to say, even if you don't follow the logic, and that's a whole other conversation perhaps we'll get on to, you know, go and do it yourself then, go and house somebody. But it's another thing to actually do it.
I wouldn't say I was nervous. I didn't really know what to expect, to be perfectly honest. But I've spoken quite a bit to the charity, and they're very helpful and guide you through it and tell you what might or may not happen and what you can do if it's not working. So I was actually quite looking forward to it in the end. The first night when he arrived, it's kind of a bit not awkward, but you know, trying to get someone, make someone feel welcome that you've never met before, that's coming into your home. But he turned out to be like a super guy, really bright, very generous and warm and kind and great. My boys as well, who came around a few times and we all ate together. And he actually cooked for them one night when I was out working. So it was a really, really good experience.
Well, let's talk to Rashid now, who joins me. Rashid, good morning to you.
Good morning. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you very clearly. Thank you so much for joining me. Happy New Year as well.
Happy New Year.
You heard Gary there describe you as generous, warm, kind, and said you cooked, and which the family enjoyed. How does that make you feel?
Well, I don't think so that I'm such a person as Gary Lineker praised me, but it is his kindness, because it's clear from his behavior that he allowed me. I was a stranger to him, and he allowed me to stay in his home for sometimes even a long time. So I'm not such a, I may not be such a good person, but it is the kindness of Gary Lineker, because his personality includes humanity.
Do you know what, Rashid? I'm noticing how you're pronouncing Gary's surname, and the most common parlance, we say Lineker, and you're saying Lineker, and it makes me, it tickles me, because you didn't actually know who Gary was, and you know what a big personality he is here in the UK before you moved in, did you?
No, when actually it is all the credit goes to Refugees at Home, which is a charity and headed by Sarah Nathan. So I contacted them because I was an asylum seeker. Later, my case was approved, and I wanted to continue my education in London. So I took admission in the University of West London to do my law. So the classes started earlier, so I wanted to, I had to come here. So I contacted the Refugees at Home, which is headed by Sarah Nathan. I think she is the founder of this charity. So they contacted Gary Lineker, sorry for mispronunciation.
Gary not Lineker, at all, not so, at all.
Yeah, they referred me to Gary Lineker, or Lineker. So I was exactly a stranger to Gary Lineker, and I have never seen him before, and I never knew about him before. So when I came to him and I met him, he turned out to be a very, very kind, and I don't have words to explain his personality, because a stranger who you have never met before and becomes so hospitable to you. So I wrote in my letter, which I sent to Gary Lineker, actually it is my culture in Balochistan. The Baluchs have a culture that if people give them a glass of water, so the people who has been given a glass of water, they will never forget this hospitality. Even they sacrifice their life for the host. So Gary Lineker did the same. He even allowed me to stay with him for a long time, and he served me there. I don't have words to praise him.
Well, it's obvious you have a great affection for him, and that's great. And there's a link that, you know, will never be broken in that sense for what he's done for you and what you feel he's done for you. Tell me about what it was like when you were in his home, because, you know, he's a massive fan of football, in case you didn't know. Did you sit, watch football matches together? Did you chat about sport?
Yeah, actually, Gary Lineker has a very good sense of humor, and he's not a very reserved person. He was very open-hearted and kind-hearted. So I never felt that I was living with a stranger, and I never knew that it was Gary Lineker, who is a very good personality and he is very famous. I didn't know that before. But when I searched him through Google, I came to know that he is a big star and he is a striker. Then I came to know him. But when I was living him, I sat him with two or three times. I sat him with him and we watched football, and his children also, his boys, they came and we had company. And Gary Lineker, most of the time, Gary Lineker, I think always he cooked for me at the dinner. We had the dinner together, and I enjoyed it a lot.
You know, there is an element to this, obviously, that is very serious, and the reason you were here in the first place as a refugee. Briefly, could you tell me what is the problem in Balochistan? Which is a province of Pakistan. Many people won't be familiar or with it, or with the fact that there's a lot of civil unrest there. What made you leave, and what's the situation there now? Oh, apologies. I think. Oh,
sorry.
No, there you
go.
Rashid, did you hear my last question?
No.
Okay. So, yes, of course. I was just asking for you to tell me briefly about what Balochistan is like, because many people wouldn't have even heard of it. It's a province in Pakistan. And many people won't know what is happening there and why someone like you felt the need to seek asylum, to be a refugee and come to the UK. What is the problem there?
Yeah, the problem is there that, first of all, I want to mention a brief history, don't take a long time, that English people are civilized people, but their ancestors did some mistakes. So sorry to mention it. Their forefathers did some mistake which the descendants don't know. It was Britain which came to Balochistan and divided it into two parts. One was given to Iran and one was to Pakistan. Actually, we were in an independent state before. One thing more I want to mention there is very interesting. We had two agreements, one agreement in 1854 and one agreement in 1876, in which the Britain took the responsibility to defend us if there is any external aggression on Balochistan, if any enemy attacks on Balochistan. But unfortunately or regrettably, when Pakistan, one part was given to Iran, it was given to Iran by the consent of Britain, because we were occupied as a colony by Iran, by Pakistan, Britain at that time. The second part was given to Balochistan, to Pakistan dominion, when India was divided into two dominions. One was India and one was Pakistan. So what happened? There only one person from England who was Godfrey Nicholson, who was the Prime Minister of Conservative Party in England in 1974, who opposed the British Parliament at that time that never include Balochistan into Pakistani dominion because Balochistan has been a separate country and its separate identity.
Well, that history of it being a separate province, of being a separate state, that now, how is that resolved now?
Now it's that at that time we approached in England to help us, but England never helped us. Now the situation is that in Pakistani occupied Balochistan and Iran occupies Balochistan. Iran occupied Balochistan, people are executed always. They are executed, by the Iranian regime. In Pakistani occupied Balochistan, the Baloch are always kidnapped and they go missing for years and years and years. And the situation is very worse there. It has taken the shape of humanitarian catastrophe in Balochistan, and Pakistan is committing genocide of Baloch nation. The same is being committed by Iran even.
Were you under threat? Was your life under threat? Is that why you sought asylum here in the UK?
Yeah, one thing is I want to mention there that the life of all the Baloch is under threat under Pakistani occupied Balochistan and Irani occupied Balochistan. So I came here. The one option was to save my life, and the other aim and purpose was to make the world to know that what is happening in Balochistan. The worsened phase of humanitarian catastrophe is taken place in Balochistan by the Pakistani regime and Irani.
Well, with that history, and now you're in the UK, you're studying law. How positive are you about life now for you?
Actually, I've come here. I have a purpose. I have not come here only to save my life. Only my life is safe here. But millions of people are in danger. The life in Balochistan is completely in threat. People are abducted on the daily basis. 4 or 5 people are abducted by Pakistan and Iran on the daily basis. And their mutilated and tortured bodies are thrown by Pakistani and Irani government and state. So though I'm safe here, but I have a family there.
How is your family?
But I have a nation there. The family is all right, actually. The family is all right. But if it is not today, tomorrow, the Pakistan army will, will try to damage them, will try to victimize them anyhow.
How positive can you be about your experience here? One of the things we're talking about today, Rashid, is trying to look ahead and be hopeful for 2021. Tell me about how you're going to make a difference and how your life is going to be better, and if you're optimistic about that.
One thing I tell you, to tell you the truth, the Baloch people, they are not taking for their personal life. They are not thinking of their personal life at all anymore. Though my life is safe, I appreciate the people in London and in Great Britain. They're very hospitable. They're very civilized people. And I'm safe here. But, you know, I'm far from my family. I'm far from my motherland. I'm far from my country. So I know how to tolerate it. I know how to bear it. The life is very, the life is luxurious here. But you know, when somebody is born in a country and he is forced to leave that country, he cannot go and he cannot return. He cannot see his family. He cannot see his motherland back. So Anyhow, but we have a purpose, we have a aim, we have come here to raise our voice against the injustices which are being conducted against the Baloch and the people of Balochistan. So otherwise, the people of England, they are very good people, they are very hospitable, they're very civilized, I like them. But one thing I want to mention, that Great Britain, we Balochistanis and Balochistan, we were a partner of you. So I ask the public of Great Britain to be a part of our voice and raise your voice against the injustices and war crimes that Pakistan and Iran are committing in Balochistan.
Rashid, it's been good to talk to you and for you to share your experiences with us on Five Live this morning. And I wish you well indeed. Thank you very much, Rashid Baloch, there for us, who was the refugee, the asylum seeker, who spent some time with Gary Lineker, now studying, moving on in life, but obviously hoping the best for his homeland, Balochistan. Coming up to 12 o'clock, Kim has been.